But who was Stephen King? Who was Christy McAuliffe, for that matter? Once they passed a low man who had been present at the birth of Mia's monster. He lay curled on a dusty corridor floor, like a human shrimp, with his gun in one hand and a hole in his head. Susanna thought he'd committed suicide, in a way she supposed that made sense. Because things had gone wrong, hadn't they? And unless Mia's baby found its way to where it belonged, on its own, Big Red Daddy was going to be mad. Might be mad even if Mordred somehow found his way home. His other father. For this was a world of twins and mirror images, and Susanna now understood more about what she'd seen than she really wanted to. Mordred, too, was a twin, a Jekyll and Hyde creature with two selves, and he, or it, had the faces of two fathers to remember. They came upon a number of other corpses. All looked like suicides to Susanna. She asked Nigel if he could tell by their smells or something, but he claimed he could not. "How many are still here, do you think?" she asked. Her blood had had time to cool a little, and now she felt nervous. "Not many, madam. I believe that most have moved on. Very likely to the Derva." "What's the Derva?" Nigel said he was dreadfully sorry, but that information was restricted and could be accessed only with the proper password. Susanna tried Chasset, but it was no good. Neither was 19, or, her final try, 99. She supposed she'd have to be content with just knowing most of them were gone. Nigel turned left into a new corridor with doors on both sides. She got him to stop long enough to try one of them, but there was nothing of particular note inside. It was an office, and long abandoned, judging by the thick fall of dust. She was interested to see a poster of madly jitterbugging teenagers on one wall. Beneath it, in large blue letters, was this. "Say, you cool cats and boppin' kitties, I rocked at the hop with Alan Freed, Cleveland, Ohio, October 1954.